Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him at first.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Arthur M. Diamond, Jr. Art is a professor of economics at the University of Nebraska in Omaha. He's the author of Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. Art, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your ideas on how to grow wealth in America, at least for sure, because of entrepreneurship. One of the concerns that I have that I think is in the way of your idea, Art, is I think there is a disconnect over the last, I'm going to say, I actually have a perspective that goes back 40 years. But I think over the last, certainly over the last 30 years, there's been a disconnect that's been created between Wall Street and Main Street. Once upon a time they were connected, now they're not. And I think that's your biggest offender. That's the biggest impediment to accomplishing the kind of redundant labor market you're talking about. What do you think?
Well, I think they have hurt things sometimes, and I think the government is the biggest obstacle.
I agree with that.
I certainly do think that Wall Street, because people are associating capitalism with the people on Wall Street who are not doing, are not helping, they're actually hurting. That's mm-hmm. why there was an Occupy Wall Street movement, but there wasn't an Occupy Silicon Valley or an
right.
Occupy the NFL movement. But I think the main problem I have is the government regulating entrepreneurs who, if allowed to do their thing, would solve a lot of the problems that the government thinks it needs to solve.
Well, let me stick a policy point in here to make your point. And I've made this point in my last two articles, Art. The last year of Obama's presidency, when we had the lowest participation rate of workers since Carter, since the malaise days of Carter, the last year he had 92,000 pages of regulations on the Federal Register, the highest ever in history of America. 3 years later, Trump had the highest job participation, and he'd cut those regulation pages by a third, the lowest, among the lowest on record. In other words, the comparison of regulation to job creation makes that, in my opinion, those two numbers make your point. What do you think?
I agree. Over the past many decades, if you look at a line in terms of pages of regulation, it's basically just going up.
Yeah.
There was a couple of brief periods when it slowed, once during Reagan, once for a little while during Clinton. But that's, I think, a real message about what happened in these last few years is
yep.
that he was putting a hold on regulation, and things got better. And I don't think those were coincidental.
He said if you add a regulation, you got to take two out, and he accomplished that.
Yeah. the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to reverse that and go back to what was happening before, or are we going to continue
the
kind of prosperity we had before the pandemic?
In my opinion, if you said what is the thing to look at to see what the future looks like? Look at the track record and the attitude of the two candidates with regard to regulations. I think that's a big part of it, don't you?
Yeah, that's the key for me when I decided what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you don't make it harder for entrepreneurs to find jobs for those who are the least well off, they will find them. And
mm-hmm.
that won't be necessarily because they're doing it charitably. They're doing it because they want to find ways to make things better. And they will, but you got to, if you have higher minimum wages, if you make it harder to fire somebody who turns out not to do their job, then entrepreneurs are not going to be as able
That's
to
right.
take chances with people who they would otherwise offer jobs to.
Well, and one of the great entrepreneurial incubators in the country, in America, is the franchise industry. Franchisors, mm-hmm. You talk about gazelles in your piece. So many gazelles over the years have been franchises. And the Obama administration conducted an all-out frontal assault on the franchise industry in 2014, beginning in 2014, to try to make them franchisors and franchisees co-employees. That suppressed that industry significantly, and it hurt job creation. What do you think?
Well, I think that if you look at what's happened in California with Uber and Lyft,
yep.
Those were a couple of the great innovations that allowed people to have much more flexibility in their work.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're destroying that by
Assembly Bill 5.
Considered
Assembly Bill 5 is what you're talking about.
Uber has
to treat their drivers like employees now.
Right.
In California.
There's great innovative people in California, but I think that the kind of thinking that you have to regulate these people is going to cause them to eventually relocate.
That's right.
I just hope there's still some place for them to relocate to where they are allowed to do the innovations that benefit so many people.
The future of America is in its entrepreneurship, and whatever is in the way of that is in the way of America. Would you agree with that, Art?
I do agree with that.
Can I have your website, please?
ArtDiamond.com.
All right, the book is called Openness to Creative Destruction, Sustaining Innovative Dynamism. I encourage you to find it. Buy two, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Art, good job today. Well done. Will you come back?
I will. I always enjoy talking with you, Jim.
Thank you. Art Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.